continue with the third principle of the Rambam. And over here he writes, the Rambam, that it's not fitting to count mitzvahs which do not apply for generations. In other words, there were certain mitzvahs Hashem commanded, which was only for that time, for when the command was. But it wasn't a mitzvah that goes for generations. So he says like this, I want you to know, the Rambam says, thank you. Yeah. When it states, when our sages, when they say in the Talmud, Taryag mitzvahs namru l'Moshe b'Sinai, that there were 613 mitzvahs told to Moshe in Sinai. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nivrah.
Amen. Would you like some questions?
Oh, yeah. Later.
All right.
Okay, thank you. I already made the Shehakol, and you have to make the Mizonot before the Shehakol.
Yeah.
So I'm going to wait with that.
Okay.
So now, so he says like this. So Moidesha Mispar Umispar Hamitzvis Anahegis Ladoidis. That language tells you, you can see that it shows about a number of mitzvahs which apply for the generations. Why? Because the fact the language is they were said to Moshe on Sinai, right? That's what it says. Because kimitzvah shein anahegas ledoidus, because if we're talking about a mitzvah which does not apply for the following generations, ain kesher lahem b'Sinai. So there is no connection, there's no tie to Sinai. Why are they related to Sinai? Im nemru b'Sinai eloi. What difference does it make whether they were said in Sinai or not? They have nothing to do in Sinai. What did they mean when they said they were set on Sinai? The main Torah that was given was at Sinai. And that's when Hashem, blessed, said, go up to me to the mountain and I will give to you. So to explain this, what does this verse mean? The sages tell us, Maikra, which is the Pasuk, it says, Toiro tziva lonu Moshe Meirosho, which means like this, Reitze loimar minayi minyan Toiro. So what he says, which is the Pasuk, he says it's the numerical, the gematria of the word Torah, because Torah is 400, the Tav, and 6, and the Reish is 200, so that's 606, and the Hay, so it's 611. So the number is actually Torah, V'utof Reshud Aleph, that's 611. And then if you add that to V'anoichi V'loyiyah, then you have, because Moshe Rabbeinu actually gave us over all the Torah, but the two mitzvahs we heard directly from God, the first two commandments, Anoichi and Loyilcha, were actually commandments of Hashem. I think they're so loud over here, I can't hear myself think. So let's go out to talk about the observation of the mitzvahs of believing in God and not adding any other deities to God. So he says, and this would make up the number 613. So what do they want by giving us this sign? So that means that those items that Moshe Rabbeinu told us, and we only heard it from him, is the number of Torah, the number of 613. And that's why it's a Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. What we heard just from Moshe was 613, was 611. And the rest came from God. And he calls them an inheritance for the community of Jacob. But if it's a mitzvah which doesn't apply for generations, it's not an inheritance. It's not for us. These mitzvahs are supposed to be inherited. They're not our inheritance because they don't apply anymore. Because what can be called an inheritance? Something which is constant for the generation. That's an inheritance. As we say, like the days of the heaven over the earth, means that what? That it's as the days goes on, continuously, as the Pasuk says over there with regards to the mitzvahs and the Shema, so that means that it goes on for all generations. And further, And from the fact that he also said he's trying to prove that the temporary mitzvahs are not really the mitzvahs which are our inheritance. They're not really applied. They don't go for the generations. We need them to be my Russian inheritance, Kilis Yaakov. Also, the fact that they said, Ki kol eiver ve'eiver ki hulu hu yitzave ho don basis mitzvah, that every limb and limb is as if it commands the person, because the 200 and the 48 correspond to the 248 limbs, so as if each limb instructs the person basiyas mitzvah for doing the mitzvah. And then you have the 365, and every day it is like the day telling you don't do another sin, which is the 365, which equals the days of the solar year. So that is also evidence. That means that the number of 613 should never be lacking. In other words, we should have all the time, our body should tell us we have to do 248 mitzvahs, our time of the year should tell us we have to prohibit 365. But if those mitzvahs cease to exist, we're no longer telling you. So then what are we saying? 245 mitzvahs? There is no 245 mitzvahs. Why would our limbs be corresponding to mitzvahs which no longer apply to us? It would be sort of in the past. If we would include in the number of mitzvahs those that are not applicable for generation, so then this rule, this number will be lacking when the mitzvah is finished, when we don't longer have the mitzvah, because it's only a mitzvah for temporary. Now all of a sudden we don't have no more 248 mitzvahs. Now we have 247.
Can you give an example?
Well, we're going to see other example he says over here. You're going to see. But he's giving you now the principle to understand that the 248 need to be all the time. We can't stop all of a sudden the limbs. If we're connecting it to the limbs, it means that it's something which is applicable for as long as the person is alive, for as long as the solar is there. So we have the 248 and the 365. So he says, then this statement would not be whole, would not be complete, would not be true, only at a limited time when there is that particular mitzvah, and later on it ceases, but it wouldn't go on for all the time. So he says, "Tos mishamono mitzvahs manias." It's a mistake. Those who count mitzvahs that are only for a certain time. Ukvar to gam kein zulasein b'sherish hazeh. And this has been already a mistake made by others in this principle. Umono, and he counted, and he adds the word when he was pressed, because he couldn't come up with 248 mitzvahs. So because he was pressed, he counted which mitzvah? The Pasuk says that when they would take apart the sanctuary as they were traveling, so that was only done by the people that were designated for that, and the special from the Levites. And he says you cannot come in to see. They weren't, you know, when they went into the holy of holies. It says they shouldn't come in to see when the Kodesh was covered up, because they weren't supposed to see in the holy of holies. So they counted them. Also, umana also counted below yavir oid, and he shouldn't, I think it should be here, Levim, talks about like after 50, they're no longer fit to serve anymore. So they count them also, Ve'elu gamkein ha'neges l'doidus, kimba midbar. No, this is not, this is talking about while they were carrying the tabernacle, you know, they're carrying, so after 50, they no longer carry it. So the question is, he says, so they counted the Levim, Ve'elu gamkein ha'neges l'doidus. They had no application for generations to come, Kiim Bamidbar. It was only in the desert that they did it. There is a hint for somebody who would steal the kasua. That's a vessel of the Beis Hamikdash, because it says v'lo yavoi liros kibalas hakodesh. So, in other words, so they say that when one steals that, it's hinted in the verse, they should not come in to see when this Kodesh, because going in there, he sort of is seeing. So it almost seems like the verse should apply for all generations, because if somebody steals something, it's also connected to the verse. But he says that's not really the meaning of the verse. It's sufficient. They just said it was a hint, they said. That means that the simple meaning of the verse is not so. It's not really a mitzvah to apply. It is also not included in those who would be liable for death by the heavens, as it was explained in Tosefta and Sanhedrin. He says, Vanitoma. I'm surprised on the one who counts these prohibitions. How come then he wouldn't count by, it says by the mana, it says, no man should leave over till the morning. He says, don't surround Moav, don't start up war with them. Those were at that time timely things. Why doesn't he count them? Also, there is a warning by the descendants of Ammon, don't place a siege around them, don't start up with them. So why doesn't he count those? He should also count amongst the positive mitzvahs, Omroi, when Hashem said, make this, they had a copper, a snake copper, and make it on a stick to show off, on a pole. And also it says, take one little jug, take a jug, and place a full omer of a measure of mon as a testimony for generations. Why doesn't he count down? Just like he counted, and this is in the positive side, separation of the taxes, when they came back from the war over there, he counts that as a mitzvah, and he also counts the mitzvah of the dedication of the mizbeach. He counts it as a mitzvah, but that was only a temporary thing. It applied only at that time. So and he also counts the be ready for 3 days before Matan Torah. Hashem said, "Be ready for 3 days." And he also counts also the sheep and the cattle should not feed next to the mount Valyer Solasis, and they shouldn't. Valyer Solasis, another prohibition against going up to sea. But and a lot is not like this. V'loy is topic bal seichel, and a person with logic will not have a doubt. That these are actually all mitzvahs that were told to Moshe as a command and a warning. However, but they were all temporary. They weren't applicable for generations. That's why we don't count them. So there is. And because of this principle, it's not fitting to count the brachas who closed by Grizim Evel, the blessing and the curses that came on Mount Grizim and Evel, and also not the building of the sanctuary of the altar, that we were commanded to build when we come in the land of Canaan. For these are all mitzvahs that are temporary. The loy hatzivu also counts the command that we were instructed that we should bring as an offering any animal that we want to eat it. We should bring as a carbon shlomim. That's a mitzvah. I mean, the person can eat it, but he can bring it also as a carbon and then eat the other parts. Because this was only an instruction in the midbar alone. Over there, that mitzvah to bring it as a carbon. He says to bring it to Hashem. Amru b'sifra. They said v'vimzu mitzvah saseh. It's a positive mitzvah. Aval hi b'midbar levad. It only applied in the desert alone.
Didn't we bring sacrifices to the first and second temple?
No. But that mitzvah to bring your kshlomim to the mid, in other words, you want to eat to bring it to the temple. Later on, you just eat what you know. There's no mitzvah to bring it though. You can bring a carbon,
yeah.
But the mitzvah that what you want to eat that you bring your kshlomim. That was only then. Over there, the Torah allows you to just eat. You don't have to bring it. In those days, there was a stipulation. Before you can eat any meat, you had to bring a part of it to the Mizbech. That was only in the desert. But later on, if you want to eat meat, you just shecht and you eat it, as we do. When Hashem said, you can eat meat as you want, as you desire. I'm sorry, some vegetarians over there, but had we had to count anything of this type, which was temporary, So everything that Moshe instructed from the day that he prophesied till he died, without the mitzvahs, without even including those mitzvahs that apply to generations, more than 300 mitzvahs. If we will count every command that came also in Egypt, we will have more than 300 mitzvahs. Everything that came during the inauguration on the in the miluim, how they should prepare, and the others. They're all written in the Torah. So there's some positive, and there's some prohibitions. So since he is, in any event, he's prevented, he can't count them all, so then he must follow. He can't even count one of them. So if the principle is that we don't count mitzvahs that don't apply for generations, so he can't pick and choose and count one or another others. And not like the one besides the other person, again, he's not mentioning my name, that he took certain item because he needed help. He was making an effort to find the number. How do we get 248? So he arbitrarily chose some of the mitzvahs to include them as the 248. He says, no, you can't do that. It's either you count them all, you don't count nothing. The principle. This is what we intended to explain in this principle. The Rambam wants to explain this principle that you don't count it at all. But he's going to give you the 248 without having to come to that number.